Those on Medicare in Wisconsin will have fewer plans to choose from for 2009, and premiums are higher across the board. But just as plans change, so does people's health. That's why Carrie Weems, acting administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says consumers should not only consider cost, but whether the private prescription plan will cover what condition they have.
It's extraordinarily important they make sure that the drugs they're taking are covered by that plan.
The Medicare drug prescription benefit got off to a rocky start in 2006. There were enrollment glitches and insurance snafus. Nancy Edwards is a benefits counselor at the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. She remembers just how frustrated people were.
We were very busy at this helpline just trying to stomp out fires as we went. The number of complaints that we receive has declined greatly.
Edwards says there's been improved government oversight of private insurers offering the prescription drug benefit, and Medicare Administrator Weems says independent surveys show satisfaction above 85%.
It's almost impossible to find any other program, government or otherwise, that shows that kind of satisfaction rate.
Still, a lot of seniors would like change, and a new administration could bring that. During his campaign, President-elect Barack Obama said the government should be able to negotiate drug prices. He also wants to close the so-called donut hole, the gap where coverage is cut off until reaching a higher spending limit. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.